Later today on All Things Considered, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice answers questions about the president's trip to Africa. And while President Bush travels there, Congress returns to Washington from its July 4th recess. Both parties are trying to find a way to deal with the issues of tax credits and prescription drug benefits in a way that gives them a political advantage. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The House and Senate have each passed a prescription drug plan and tax credits for children and low-income families. What's the holdup in getting those bills to the president's desk?
Well, both sides know that they have to do these bills because these are very popular issues, but they're trying to figure out a way how to either take credit for it or to blame the other side if it doesn't get done. And it's very difficult for them to just do it and say, okay, we are all in this together. What we continue to deal with, Bob, as you and I have talked about now for a while, is this 50-50 nation, an election that basically showed that 50% of the people are Democrats, 50% Republicans when it comes to going to the polls. And that hasn't really changed. Republicans had hoped that George Bush's approval rating would tilt people toward the Republican Party. That hasn't happened. Democrats are hoping that these jobless numbers are going to tilt people toward the Democratic Party. So far, that hasn't happened. It could, but it hasn't. And until something happens, both parties are trying to figure out what to do. And they're not just playing with issues, which they certainly are playing with. They're also playing with the system. Republicans in particular are trying to, shall we say, bend the rules when it comes to redistricting fights. And then there's this somewhat remarkable phenomenon of trying to recall the Democratic governor of California.
Which looks like it might succeed.
It's true. The people who are trying to do it say they have enough signatures to put a recall vote to the voters. Now, we are seeing some polls showing that the $25 million price tag for a special election is beginning to get the attention of people, and they're not terribly interested in paying for that. Look, polls show that even Democrats don't particularly like Gray Davis, the governor, and he's got a huge budget battle going on. But the purpose of recall has really been to get rid of somebody who is, you know, committing high crimes and misdemeanors, or the equivalent at the state level. And that's why you have a group called Republicans Against Recall, because they're afraid that you start playing with the system like this and it can come back to bite. That's the problem with redistricting every couple of years, too. The idea in this country has been you generally play by the rules, and that's been the key to our stability.
But, you know, both parties have have had some fun with those rules, haven't they?
Well, particularly redistricting. You know, we've just had this wonderful weekend of celebrating our founding fathers, and we always forget, I think, that they were politicians as well. And I'll tell you a little story about the first districting. Patrick Henry was governor of Virginia. He didn't want Madison elected to Congress because he was against the Constitution. He drew a district that picked up all the anti-federalists. George Washington says to Madison, "You better get to Virginia and run because you're about to lose this election." Madison goes to campaign, discovers he is about to lose, and so he promises the voters that if he gets elected, he will immediately introduce a Bill of Rights. And he gets elected, comes to Congress, says, okay, now it's time for the Bill of Rights. The other founders say to him, are you crazy? We've just gone through this big ratification battle. We have to start a government. He says, no, it was a campaign promise. And that's how we got a Bill of Rights, was through a lousy district for James Madison. But this every two-year attempt at redistricting is different from what we have seen in the past.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.